believe I can't sleep.
It's time to listen to Courtney at Last on the Ramblings of an Insomniac podcast.
Hello, welcome to Ramblings of an Insomniac. This is Courtney and crew. I have company, I have guests, and their names are Tate and Clara. I've had them on before. We talked about integrity last time. And this time we're just going to talk about whatever we feel like, just whatever's on our mind, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like earlier, we were talking about what you did at school today, your favorite jelly beans. We've been watching The Wiggles, which is what Jet wants right now. We're going to have The Wiggles on in the background so that Jet is happy, son. How do you push play on this thing here? And we'll just do it really low. Oh, boy. There we go. There you go, Jetterson. Well, I guess we're just going to do some advertising for The Wiggles. Okay. So today, what should we talk about? Like, what are some subjects that you think that the world...
Kindness and friendship. That's our character trait for this.
Kindness and friendship? That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wait, are you saying that you pick topics at school that you guys talk about for character traits and stuff?
Character trait is kindness and friendship.
So what is kindness and friendship? What have you guys learned about that?
So I found friendship. That's like being with your friend and being nice. And then kindness is being nice to someone.
So kindness and friendship are both kind of the same thing, you're saying?
Yeah.
So if you are kind to somebody, though, does that mean that you're their friend?
Not exactly. You can.
That's true. So you can be kind to people that aren't your friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can also be kind to people that maybe you'll never see again and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, some of my friends, like Lily Roshi, I've been nice to her, but she moved to a different school.
Oh, no. You had a friend that you were nice to, but she moved?
Yeah, to a new school.
Oh, well, that's kind of that is sad. But you have friends at your school that you're at now, though, right?
Yeah.
And what do you think being a friend means? Like, what's it mean to be a friend to somebody?
Like, you be nice to them and... You, like, have play dates? Because I'm going to have a play date with Autumn,
okay.
Or AJ.
So if you are, to be a friend, it's when you're nice to them and you have, like, play dates with them.
Yeah.
What if a friend says something like, hey, Clara, you should go over and pick on somebody and be mean to them?
I would say no.
Because that's not a real friend if they're telling you to be mean to people, I don't think. Or maybe they're a friend to you, but they're not being very nice. What if your friend wanted you to do something that was not safe or something that was mean?
Well, I would just walk away from them. And that would be a little problem. So I would do two concerto choices, and then I would do it, and then I would walk. My choice would be walk away, and then I'll just go on the monkey bars.
That's a good choice. I like that. Instead of being mean, instead of choosing to be mean, or instead of choosing to do something wrong, you would just walk away and go on the monkey bars or go do something different,
yeah.
Right? I love that. What does kindness mean?
Hmm?
What does kindness mean?
Being nice.
Okay.
And like... Doing Kelso choices, like sharing.
Doing Kelso choices?
Yeah, frog.
What's Kelso choices?
It's like a frog, and it shows you choices that you can do.
Oh, so like Kelso is the name of a frog?
Mm-hmm. And then you pick two of them if it's a little problem, and if it doesn't work, you tell the teacher.
Oh, I got you. I like that.
But
so it's basically like here's...
Like when someone's bleeding or to hurt, that's when you interrupt.
Okay, I like that.
And when you don't, when there's no problem, you raise your hand.
I love this. So if there's a problem, you can pick two choices. You can say something like, let's say somebody was cutting in line in front of you.
That would be a little problem.
A little problem. So you would say your choices are either to like push them and say, get out of my way and push them. Or
someone added me today.
They did.
And yeah.
And what did you do? No, Jetty. Oh, goodness. We have a little, here's a little problem. Your brother's trying to unplug the air conditioning and heater. Okay, so let's say someone cut in line. You said somebody tried to cut in line today.
Yeah, Carl,
what did you do?
Because I was on number 4, I was in line, and then he just cut in front of me, and I said, Carl. And he always does that.
Did you say Carl? And then you shoved him and said, get out of my way, you meanie.
No.
Oh, that's good, because that would be a bad choice. What did you do? Did you just stay in line and ignore him and say, excuse me, Carl, I'm sorry. I was here first, though.
No, I just stayed there.
Oh, you kind of just ignored him.
Yeah.
Well, that's definitely another option, and it's always good to have options on how you handle things and how you deal with stuff, for sure. Have you ever handled something where you were mean to somebody before? If you're being honest.
I don't actually know.
You don't know if you've been mean before?
I have.
I've been mean before, too. I think we've all been mean before.
Yeah.
We've all had bad days, right?
Yeah.
As long as we're not mean all the time, and as long as we apologize or learn from our mistakes. Do you know what that means, learning from our mistakes?
Yeah, you do it, and then someone says no. And then you learn from it and you don't do it again. But I don't do that sometimes. I don't either.
Sometimes I keep making the same mistake, which I guess it's technically not a mistake because you're making it over and over, it's not a mistake
anymore. And I said sorry, and they said, don't say sorry.
Just fix it. Right, that's true. It's only so many times you can say sorry because you just have to fix the problem, right?
And you should give your son a spanking.
I should?
Yeah.
How come? He needs a spanking?
Yeah, he does need a spanking.
Why? What's he doing?
Mean.
What warrants a spanking? Like, what kind of mean? What's he doing?
He's yelling at me.
What do you say if he... Why does he yell at you? What are you doing?
I have no idea.
You don't have any idea? Are you just sitting there being an angel and, like, listening and not interrupting and doing what you're told and he just out of the blue?
I'm an angel because I have been an angel. Ballet, I'm going to be a lantern from Tenable. Yeah.
A lantern from Tenable. Let's get back to this. So Tyler needs a spanking because he yelled. And why did he yell?
Because he's mad at me for no reason.
For no reason? He just, adults just get mad for no reason?
Yeah, because they don't learn from them.
I mean, sometimes adults get mad for no reason. That's true. But I will bet that most of the time, if an adult is upset, it's probably because maybe you weren't listening, maybe. Could that be an option? Or maybe you weren't doing what you were asked to do. Or you don't know. So you are going to be a lantern in a play, Entangled?
Yeah, I have to go to that.
Oh, okay. We have to take a short intermission then. And looks like Tate... What do you have to say about all of this? What is your definition? What do you think of friendship? Jetty, you just ruined your brother's hard work. Oh, he just wants to play. He just thought that would be good, but... Jetty. Oh, here comes your mom and everybody. Okay, I guess we're going to wrap this up. Even though it's a very quick little short podcast, I just wanted to kind of get a perspective of you guys and what you thought of the world today. But now, oh, we're getting cranky. Okay, anyway, thanks for listening to this short, quick little tidbit from a kid's point of view. It's just kind of a peek into the kid's point of view. I think we could all learn something about kindness and friendship for sure. Definitely practice more kindness and friendship. Thank you for listening to this quick episode of The Ramblings of an Insomniac.
Bye.
Have a great... What?
Bye.
Bye. Peace out.
Peace out. Ciao.